Chapter 6. Silk Road Serenity Inn. Zeke and Leo quickly made their way to the entrance of the Silk Road Serenity Inn. The guards, posted to either side of the door, looked at them with suspicion, but didn't block their path. It was no wonder. The two, in their travel-worn leather armor, didn't look anything like the usual patrons of this establishment. Zeke guessed that the only reason they let them through was the fact that the guards could feel their cause, being true mages themselves. Zeke nodded at them as he passed them by. It was as he had expected. The interior was incredibly luxurious. There was a bar and restaurant area on the ground floor, and everyone in sight was dressed in fine clothing. Their entry immediately drew the attention of many dinner guests, who scanned their shabby appearance with disdain. Leo, for his part, completely ignored them as he stared at the food present on the various tables. He notched Zeke with his shoulder, pointing at a ridiculously large plate filled with steaks. "That looks pretty good. How about we eat first?" Zeke shook his head ruefully as he also tore his gaze away from the delicacy. "Not yet. We better look for a room first and make ourselves more presentable. I don't want to draw any more attention." Leo nodded, understanding Zeke's point. As they were traveling in disguise, it was not a good idea to make too much of a spectacle of themselves. Soon after, the two found themselves in front of the reception desk. The receptionist, a woman clad in a sleek uniform, bowed deeply upon noticing their approach.
"Welcome, esteemed guests, to the Silk Road Serenity Inn."
As she leaned forward, she purposefully displayed her deep cleavage. She was unmistakably trying to entice the two young men. However, her efforts were completely wasted as both Zeke and Leo were staring at the top of her head as if in a trance.
"What the—"
Leo exclaimed, pointing at the two furry ears sticking out from the woman's neatly combed hair. Zeke was also staring. Her ears were long and white, with the tips slightly drooping forward. If Zeke had to place them, he would say that they looked like the ears of a bunny. At first, he suspected them to be fake, as the woman appeared to be completely human otherwise. However, a quick scan revealed that the ears were actually attached to her body. Furthermore, her feet weren't completely human as well, and she even hid a short, bushy white tail. After a moment, the woman began squirming, clearly uncomfortable under their intense stares. Zeke immediately hit the back of Leo's head, wakening him from his trance before addressing the receptionist. "Apologies, my lady. Me and my brother aren't from around here, and this was the first time we've seen somebody of your kind." The woman nodded in understanding after she rose from her bow. "It is quite all right, young masters. This lowly one wasn't offended. Furthermore, I am no lady, so please feel free to address me simply as Rani." It was at that moment that Zeke noticed her collar. It was almost hidden by her elegant dress, but the top was still visible if one looked for it. "Are you a slave, Miss Rani?"
"I am,"
Rani said without the slightest change in expression. Zeke was surprised. He had expected her to feel some sort of bitterness toward her station, but he was evidently mistaken. Nevertheless, this was not the time to indulge in his curiosity.
"Very well, Rani. Are there rooms available at the moment?"
Rani smiled, but after taking in Zeke and Leo's dirt-covered clothing, she grew a bit hesitant.
"There are rooms available, young masters, but they are pricey. I can recommend a different establishment if the young masters prefer more affordable—"
"No need," Zeke said, cutting her off. "We would like a large room with two beds, preferably with a shower or bath attached." Rani took in Zeke's confident appearance and authoritative way of speaking before her smile returned. In her line of work, she often met important people, so it was easy for her to recognize the demeanor of the rich and powerful. Zeke, despite his bedraggled appearance, was clearly somebody who was used to giving orders. "As you wish, young master. There's a room on the top floor that fits your criteria. It comes with an attached bath and shower area and has a great view over the main street."
"We'll take it."
Rani's smile widened. Zeke had not even asked for the price of the room before immediately agreeing, deepening her suspicion that he was somebody important.
"For how long would you like to stay, young master?"
"A week, for now." Rani nodded, calculating the cost in her head.
"Including the meals for two people, that will be 53 silver coins, young master."
Zeke casually tossed a gold coin at her.
"Can you send a tailor to our room as well? I would very much like a change of clothes before dinner."
Rani's eyes lit up as she deftly snatched the coin from midair.
"Of course, young master. Is there anything else I can do for you?"
Zeke shook his head with a smile.
Not for now, but I'll make sure to let you know if I need anything else. Rani nodded, handing him the key to their room. Enjoy your stay, young masters. Without another word, Zeke and Leo made their way to the top floor, eagerly expecting what kind of room half a gold coin would buy them. But despite his high expectations, Zeke found himself momentarily speechless. The air was heavy with the fragrant scent of sandalwood and spices, which welcomed him like a warm embrace. Zeke's gaze wandered, taking in the intricate wooden arches and vibrant tapestries that adorned the walls, depicting scenes that seemed straight out of the most fantastical of dreams. His eyes then fell upon the magnificent bed, canopied with rich silks in deep, inviting hues. He couldn't resist the urge to run his fingers over the embroidered fabric, feeling the intricate patterns under his touch. The room was alive with color and culture, and Zeke couldn't help but marvel at the ornate details and the sense of tranquility it exuded. Moving further in, he discovered the low, cushioned alcove, a small oasis where one could relax and savor the moment. The room beckoned, inviting them to take their load off and escape the rigors of their journey. Zeke couldn't help but smile. It had been a good choice to spend a bit of money. This was the perfect place to relax for a while after their rough journey and uncomfortable nights outside. But before the two could even fully take in the room, there was a knock at the door. Come in, Zeke called. Three people strode in, an elegantly dressed man followed by what seemed to be two servants. Before speaking, he carefully sized Zeke and Leo up from head to toe. Despite their shabby appearance, his expression didn't change. I was told you're in need of a tailor? Indeed. Me and my brother are in dire need of appropriate clothing. The man nodded, still emotionless. For what occasion? Dining, first and foremost, Zeke said. But I would like to order a full wardrobe for the both of us as well. A small smile formed on the man's usually impassive face. A wise choice, young lord. For the next while, he continued to quiz Zeke and Leo about their preferences while his assistants were busy taking their measures. It was also getting dark out by the time the tailor was finally done. Please, take a bath first, young lords, he said before leaving. I'll make sure your first set of clothing is brought to your room as soon as possible. You also won't have to worry about missing dinner as the kitchen is open until midnight. You have my thanks, sir. Zeke paused, making it clear that he didn't know the man's name yet. My name is Verma, young lord. Arjun Verma. You have my thanks, Sir Verma, Zeke said. It was already dark outside when Zeke and Leo emerged. However, their time had been well spent. As compared to earlier, their looks had completely changed. Instead of their dust-covered faces and travel-worn clothing, their skin was now glistening while they were clad in elegant tunics. They were both wearing their new clothes, which consisted of simple pants as well as long-sleeved shirts that reached down to their knees. Zeke found them extremely comfortable. Furthermore, they were both finely crafted masterpieces, made from vibrantly colored silk. Their collar and cuffs are adorned with intricate golden embroidery, forming a mesmerizing pattern of vines and floral motifs. Their straight-cut silhouette gracefully draped over their frames, and the long sleeves billowed slightly as he moved, exuding an air of casual elegance. As they entered the dining area, many of the late-night guests appreciated the two handsome youngsters. This wasn't too surprising, as mages were naturally good-looking. The mana that was constantly nourishing their bodies didn't only prolong their lives, but had many other benefits as well. One of them was that their skin would look healthier and more supple. Zeke, quite used to being the center of attention, paid them no mind. Leo, on the other hand, simply didn't care about what other people thought. They easily found a free table and managed to order soon after. The waiter, another slave, judging by the collar around his neck, was completely shocked by the amount they ordered. However, his shock had only started, as Zeke and Leo requested even more after eating the first three rounds. While Leo was wholeheartedly enjoying himself, Zeke used this time to snoop. He had purposefully chosen a table in the middle of the room in order to listen in on as many conversations as he could. Of course, with Akasha, there was no need for him to personally pay attention, but he still chose to do so. Despite her usefulness, Zeke couldn't neglect his own improvement. He had noticed a while ago that relying too much on her would hinder his growth. The mere fact that he had all her knowledge at his fingertips had made him lazy. Currently, Zeke would come up with ideas and plans while Akasha took care of menial tasks and information gathering, but that could change in the future. If he didn't make sure to stay on par with the challenges, there would come a time when his input would become useless, akin to a toddler trying to butt into a grown-up's conversation. Therefore, Zeke was trying to solve his problems alone, only asking for Akasha's input when necessary. This way, he still had to challenge himself on a daily basis without relying on the advantage of her vast capabilities unless he truly required help. However, so far, he didn't hear anything interesting from the surrounding tables. Despite being able to cover almost the entire dining area with his perfect spatial awareness, the conversations he overheard were mostly uninteresting to him. A few people were discussing business, but it was mostly related to trade routes and what kind of cargo they carried. Zeke had hoped to learn something vital by coming here, but he had clearly been too optimistic. Who would discuss any kind of secrets out in the open? However, as they ordered another round of food, Zeke noticed something interesting. From a room to the side emerged somebody he knew. Rani, who had gotten rid of her uniform, was now wearing regular clothes. Zeke noticed that her bunny ears were hidden under a silken headdress as she made her way toward the exit. Zeke considered his options for a moment before deciding to call out to her. "Rani!" Startled, the woman turned in his direction before hesitantly making her way over. "Is there anything you need, young master?" "Are you done for the day?" Zeke asked, motioning to her casual clothing.
"Indeed," Rani admitted with a hint of wariness. "I was just about to head out for dinner."
"How about you join us for a bit?" The look of caution in her eyes deepened.
"I really shouldn't, young master."
Zeke, noticing the reason for her reticence, smiled disarmingly.
"Please don't misunderstand. Me and my brother just arrived and we still don't know much about the local customs. I was merely hoping to invite you to dinner in exchange for your knowledge. I don't have any other intentions."
Rani looked from Zeke's smiling face to Leo, who was ignoring anything around him as he was wholly absorbed in eating a huge pile of meat. The sight brought a slight smile to her face as she relaxed her guard. "If that is so, then I would be glad to accept, young master." Zeke returned her smile as he offered her the chair across from him. "Please call me Pete."